This is Victoria, a sophomore at Carmel High. I will be interviewing Todd Violet today, and he is a DJ and a program director for All 103.3. Here he is now. Hello, Mr. Violet.
Well, hello, Miss Victoria.
How are you doing today?
I couldn't be better.
I'm lucky to get a chance to talk to you, but before I jump right into what I wanted to talk about, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself first? Like, what are your favorite things to do? What exactly do you do at your work? And how you even got into radio? Because growing up, people don't usually think, oh, I want to be a DJ or I want to be in radio.
Well, I actually was kind of a clumsy kid. I actually tripped and fell right into radio. I would actually get bored as a child, and I had a tape recorder, and I would interview my brothers and sisters and my friends. And somehow, which is kind of weird, I actually got into radio. I don't exactly know how it happened. Somebody helped me make my first air check. Now here I am on the radio. Whoop, whoop. My name is Todd. I've been doing radio longer than I can ever want to remember. And I really don't see myself doing anything else in life because this is what I truly enjoy. I don't look at this like a job. I look at this as actually doing something I enjoy. I'm having fun and I get paid for it. Ridiculous, right? If you're going to do something in life, enjoy it and get paid for it. Other than that, I am the program director and air personality here at Alt 103.3, and I do everything from being on the radio, endorsements, commercials, promotions, programming, you name it. If it's on the radio, I probably had my hand in doing something. Question number one from Victoria. Go ahead.
Well, perfect. That sounds quite interesting.
Did you read that?
No, that was right off the top of my head.
Fantastic. Let's go. Money never sleeps, kid.
Okay. So, CHS, the radio students for second years, we've been asked to do a interview with some people about if they were stranded on an island, and we call it Desert Island Disc. Let's say you were stranded on a deserted island.
Okay.
What any three songs from any artist would you bring with you?
Any three songs?
Yes.
Three songs?
Three songs.
You want
songs.
Me to pick songs and not albums? Oh, the pressure.
I know, right?
I would probably go Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Figaro.
Magnifico!
Oh, I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Come, easy go, will you let me go?
I would also probably go Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss, how did it end up like this?
It was only a kiss.
It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed and my stomach is sick and it's all in my head.
And then probably something from Pearl Jam. Because what I'd probably do with the Pearl Jam song is play it so many times, I'd want to kill myself because I've been on a deserted island for so long with nobody around.
Sheets of empty canvas, untouched sheets of clay, were laid spread out before me. As her body was still, oh, all five horizons revolved around the sun as the earth to the sun.
Oh, please stop it now. Can you tell I'm not a big Pearl Jam fan? What's your next question, young lady?
I can see that. Well, my next question is, what one book would you bring with you?
One book. Well, first of all, I don't like to read, which is kind of probably crazy because I constantly have to read, you know, about what I'm talking about on the radio. Although there are a lot of things in my head, and I have a lot to say. But Where the Wild Things Are was one of my favorite books as a kid, and I still to this day cannot get enough of that stupid book. Where the Wild Things Are. I love that book.
I don't know if I've ever heard of it. What's it about?
Well, here, let me show you a picture.
Oh.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite books as a kid, and don't ask me why. And right now you can get it on Amazon for $5.91. Next question.
Oh, good to know.
Keep this moving. It's an interview.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, a lot of people don't like interviews. It's tune out. So
I know you hate interviews, so I'll just continue. So one luxury item would you bring? And it cannot be transportation.
Are we still on this silly island? I thought I killed myself by listening to Pearl Jam. One luxury item?
It cannot be form of transportation, a person, or a phone.
One luxury item. An unlimited supply of bottled water.
Oh, very smart.
Next.
Well, that's it. Thank you so much, Todd, for your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
It's great talking with you.
Sorry you lost all your listeners for this listening to this interview.
Thanks for the input.
You're the greatest kid a parent never asked for.
Really appreciate that. That's been Todd, guys. This has been Victoria here on WHJ 91.3, the voice of the Greyhounds here in Carmel.